here's why I'm not buying XRP, especially not right now while the price is spiking and Ricky isn't either. The XRP ecosystem has built its community on the promise that it's going to replace SWIFT, that it's going to revolutionize cross-border payments and win favor with banks and governments. But the reality is that those promises have been floating around for more than a decade. And the actual adoption and usage doesn't reflect the price speculation. The network isn't decentralized in the way most of the crypto space aims for, compared to, say, Ethereum. It's governed by Ripple Labs and a small validator set they choose. And to be fair, I get that it's decentralizing over time. I just would have expected more from the network by now. There's very little on-chain activity that justifies XRP's market cap. The smart contracts, the pieces of code that actually enable it to do crypto things, they're not very robust, not well tested. The vast majority of wallet activity is passive holding or centralized movement, not open DeFi, not apps, not users like you see on Ethereum or Solana or even Base. And in terms of the use case of remittances and cross-border payments, XRP, Ripple, it's so far behind. Yeah, they got some partnerships coming, but Tether, other stablecoins are eating their lunch. The legal win that people got and celebrated when a judge ruled XRP isn't a security in certain contexts, that was only partial. The regulatory uncertainty, even though we're getting more clarity, still exists. Nothing has fundamentally changed in its usage or utility. So right now, it appears to me the price is up on hype, not on partnerships leading to actual adoption, on products, on real demand. That's the worst time to buy for me because my investment thesis is in value, backed by what I call proof in the pudding, stuff I can look up and verify. The community, they often push conspiracy theories, those flip the switch narratives that really aren't grounded in how blockchain or finance works. And what I found is that when people build hope on vibes instead of facts, they get burned. And you wouldn't necessarily know this if you're just learning about XRP on social media. But this is stuff you don't have to take my word for. This is all stuff you can verify. You could look this up in the XRP ledger on xrpscan.com. You could see the number of transactions daily, the number of new accounts, where the volume is coming from. You could go to Messari.io or GitHub to see stats about their TVL, about developer activity, and you could compare this against other active chains like ETH or Solana. You could go to ripple.com/insights to read their quarterly marketing reports, but you should be aware that these are their marketing materials. You should read them critically, especially anything about ODL or institutional adoptions. And this is a great question to explore in the Rise Up Discord server. There are a lot of holders of XRP there, and many of them are very knowledgeable about the state of the network right now. So leave your questions in the comments and let me know what you think.